Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, I'm Austin Gallagher, the North Coast Region FFA Vice President.
And I'm Melissa Sarvinsky, Eureka High School agriculture teacher.
And we are here for community comment. The Eureka High School Agriculture Department and the Eureka FFA would like to thank our community for our strong support for our program throughout the year, but in particular at this year's Eureka FFA Agriculture Booster Dinner and Auction. With the help of our community through auction donations and your support through the dinner, we were able to raise more money than ever before. The funds made at this event go to support Eureka FFA and the Eureka High School Agriculture Department. Through the years, the Eureka FFA boosters have purchased laptops and a laptop cart, construction of a barn on campus for student lamb and pig projects, and materials and supplies to support our students at the local fairs. The biggest area of support is towards travel for our career development event teams. Eureka FFA offers many career development event teams such as dairy products judging, dairy cattle judging, forestry judging, floriculture, farm power, small engines, agriculture mechanics, and various speaking contests from parliamentary procedure and job interview. We have over 60 students competing in career development events where they travel up and down the state at different colleges to compete against different high school students. Eureka has a strong tradition of success on our career development event teams, and if it wasn't for the support of our community, it would be very difficult to offer these opportunities to our students. This year, we will be traveling and competing in Arbuckle, UC Davis, Chico State University, Modesto Junior College, University of Merced, Fresno State University, and Cal Poly San Luis Obispo. The opportunities for our students to travel are the foundations of the success in our agriculture department. We love that we can expose our students to high-skill, high-wage careers that are in demand locally.
The agriculture department follows the CTE model curriculum standards in their individual pathways, including agri-science and agriculture mechanics. The agriculture department finds imaginative ways to create hands-on learning situations for our students in every class, whether it is shop-based or lab-based. The agri-science course curriculum follows the UCCI model of biology and sustainable agriculture, chemistry and agri-science, and advanced agri-science. These new courses meet next-generation science standards, and the agri-science teachers at Eureka High School were part of the original discussions to start this pathway several years ago in partnership with UCCI. Also, the department is a pilot school in the region for implementing this course sequence. Eureka High School, as a pilot school, has been instrumental in getting these classes approved not only in their own, but in 16 other high schools within the North Coast region. We are helping to raise the caliber of agri-science programs throughout the region. That biology and sustainable agriculture course is dual enrolled with College of the Redwoods Sustainable Agriculture, and collaboration occurs between the college professor and the high school teacher so the curriculum is in sync and at college level. We could not be more appreciative of our community. Thank you for your support of the Eureka Agriculture Program.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.